We've got Tom Feiberg on the line. G'day, Tom. How are you?
Morning, Annie. Thanks for having me on. I'm well, thanks.
Yeah, and you're from Whitehorse for Palestine, and you wanted to talk to us a little bit about the Pine Gap convergence and the importance of it.
Absolutely. So I'm from Whitehorse, from Palestine. We're a Palestine solidarity group that's active out in the eastern suburbs. Our group covers areas between Blackburn, Box Hill, and Vermont South. And we've come together. We're putting on an event in the afternoon later today that's put on to coincide with and in solidarity with the Close Pine Gap Sacred Land Back Convergence that's been happening now over the weekend, and that's seeing hundreds of activists converge onto Pine Gap in Arante land in the Northern Territory to really talk about and highlight the role that Pine Gap, the U.S. spy base, is playing in the genocide that's unfolding in Gaza and in the U.S. and Israeli attacks on Lebanon and Iran, and to build some pressure to bring that and the U.S. alliance to an end. I should also say that that action itself is being put on by Anti-Militarism Action Network and Mbatha for Palestine, as well as the local Arante people there are very much supporting that initiative as well.
The event that you're the rally that you've got on today, later in the day, Rosebank Engineering. Tell us about Rosebank Engineering and how it connects.
Absolutely. So if any listeners who are unaware, Rosebank Engineering in Melbourne's Outer East, a part of North City Council, is a crucial business partner in the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program. That F-35 jet is the principal fighter jet used by the IOF and has come to be practically synonymous with Israel's genocide. And that's one that Rosebank is the sole supplier of what's known as the UPLOC actuator system, which is the system that opens and closes the weapon bay doors of those F-35 fighter jets, as well as being the sole supplier of this set of parts. It also manufactures approximately 150 other parts and also provides repair and maintenances for the jet there as well. So if this was to, stop happening at Rosebank, that would make a tangible impact on Israel's ability to conduct a genocide that has killed at least 70,000 Palestinians, as well as of which a large number are women and children. The way that I guess that ties into the convergence is I guess that is the U.S. alliance, and particularly in the way that jet is developed and assembled by U.S. Weapons Corporation Lockheed Martin, and the role that the U.S. I guess plays in distributing that and the critical backing it essentially plays for Israel. So the Rosebank ties Victoria and particularly ties all the eastern suburbs into that genocide and into U.S.-Israeli crimes.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? This idea that we could pretend that Australia isn't actively involved. The convergence in Pine Gap is the key, but all these other satellite industries tying Australia into the US military industrial complex. Just it was announced that Penny Wong was uncomfortable about the Chinese doing a ballistic missile test recently, but they are being disingenuous, aren't they, the Australian government, in relation to the connection that Australia has directly to the US empire building process.
Absolutely, and I mean, we've heard all the lies about non-lethal parts, all the parts that they're providing, absolutely lethal. There's no other way about it. And the other thing that's been the case since 2011 is Australia's contribution of something like $78 million in grants to the 70 weapons companies that litter our continent, of which half was actually awarded after October 7, 2023, and of which Rosebank Engineering actually received the lion's share as well. So there's a real sense in which Rosebank is a key is a key component to this genocide, and is happening under the auspices of both local, state, and federal governments here.
Now, for people who can't be at the convergence, and there are people from here who are part of the convergence, as we've heard before we started to talk to Tom, tell people about the details for this rally today.
Absolutely. So the rally today is happening at 2 p.m. at 836 Mountain Highway in Bayswater. It's a community rally that's, like I said, put on by a coalition of Palestine solidarity groups in the east, principally Knox for Palestine, Whitehorse for Palestine, Menzies, and Dandenong for Palestine. And it will be a family-friendly event with a range of speakers, including someone from the Anti-Militarism Action Network, that will be about highlighting the role that Rosebank plays and building the community pressure to actually end that, to cut Australia's ties with Israel and stop manufacturing these weapons parts through Rosebank Engineering. We're proud to have an official from the AMWU, the Metalworkers Union, speak on that platform as well. I think looking at what's happened in Italy and Spain with the general strikes of Palestine, there's a key importance of having a union and an official for a union that represents some of those workers at those weapons factories speaking on the platform as a way of, you know, trying to build that connection and that relationship with the workers there who ultimately have quite a lot of power to stop that if they have that confidence that they can have the backing of the union to do that.
Thank you very much for talking to us today, Tom.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.